Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, revolving camps. This past spring, a tent city appeared in Alaska's capital. Juneau is struggling with a ballooning homeless population, and so far, efforts to crack down have just moved the problem around. KTOO's Jacob Resnick visited the camp and has this story.
In an encampment on the edge of town, they're steak grilling on a propane stove. Tents began appearing in this wooded area about 3 weeks ago.
I set up mine, and then I woke up, and there was three, four next to me. Yeah, they followed. I don't know. Yeah.
That's 44-year-old Kevin Howard. He looks around and sees community among the cluster of tents.
Everybody here looks after each other, and nobody does nothing to nobody. Everybody has respect, and hey, you go okay? You make sure everybody's okay in the morning. Need something to eat, need some water. Yeah, we look after each other here.
Juneau has been wrestling with a rising homeless population. Responding to complaints from merchants, the Juneau Assembly passed an ordinance this winter banning camping on private property in the downtown core. 53-year-old David Waits was among those who sheltered in front of a storefront to keep out of the wind and snow.
This past winter was cold. I stayed in the doorways with just a blanket, you know. It'd be like 7 degrees out, you know. Got to survive, you know.
The anti-camping ordinance went into effect this spring. That led people to move onto public property, namely Marine Park, where cruise ships dock. Last month, the city directed police to ticket anyone in the park after hours. Howard and Waits say officers told campers,
"You guys get your shit out of here, otherwise it's going in the trash." Yeah, they threw everybody out of the doorways, and they threw everybody out of the park. Now we're all down here.
Critics of the anti-camping ordinance had warned that a crackdown would just move the problem around.
What happened is what we've seen happen in other communities that have similar ordinances, is they're displacing homeless individuals.
That's Brian Wilson, director of the Alaska Coalition on Housing and Homelessness. His group unsuccessfully argued against the camping ban.
If we displace these individuals again, I'm not really sure where they're going to go.
The city of Juneau is coming around to this reality, and officials say police aren't planning on moving against camp dwellers unless they get a trespassing complaint from the landowner. In this case, that's the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority. Wynn Menifee, deputy director of the Trust Land Office, says the waterfront acreage is in the process of being sold to private developers.
If it were to get into a situation where it started in hindering the ability to make revenue off of the trust, we may have to do something further about it. But right now, it hasn't stopped us from doing what we intend to do with the parks.
About half of Juneau's homeless population reports suffering from mental illness. That's according to a spring survey conducted by social workers who canvassed the community. Brian Wilson says of the 96 unsheltered people that social workers interviewed,
45 out of the individuals self-reported that they have mental health issues or concerns. That's typically an underreported number as well.
The irony of the mentally ill trespassing on Mental Health Trust Authority land is not lost on Steve Williams, the authority's chief of operations.
We're actively engaged in the community in a number of different levels that probably target this population in one way or the other.
One of the projects the trust is helping fund is Juneau Housing First. It's an apartment complex slated to open this summer and has 32 of the community's most vulnerable homeless residents. Brian Wilson says Housing First is sorely needed, but won't solve the community's homeless crisis that's forcing people to sleep outside.
The folks that we're seeing down at the camp are candidates for Housing First interventions, but at the current state of our capacity, we don't have that here locally. We need a lot more units.
In the meantime, this encampment appears to be growing. The city has tried to coax homeless people to use the city-run Thane campground, but as it's 2 miles down an unlit road with no bus service, people here say they feel safer closer to town. But even so,
we always kind of sleep with our one eye open because, you know, you gotta watch over yourself.
Oh, you have.
I hear everything, too.
Yeah, I sleep light.
I hear every noise.
The city and the Trust Authority have received at least one complaint from the public concerned about health and sanitation. That will inevitably be an issue if the camp remains here long term. But a recent visit showed a tidy camp with very little trash in sight. David Waits says there's a sense of pride about making the best out of what little you have.
We're all the same. It doesn't matter how much money you make or how much you have or anything else. We're all common people. I'm a Lakota Sioux Indian, and we believe that everybody's related. nobody's higher or lower than the next person.
So with few options available for Juneau's homeless population, it appears a tent city on the edge of town has become the status quo. For AK, I'm Jacob Resnick.